Have you ever felt the sharp sting of betrayal? That awful gut punch when someone you trusted lied, cheated, or stabbed you in the back? It's one of the most painful experiences in life. Your heart breaks, your mind races with hurt and anger. You may feel like your world is crashing down. In moments like these, it's easy to get consumed by negative emotions. The burning desire for revenge or to lash out can take over. You might want to retaliate and betray them back. Or you could descend into self-pity, depression, and struggle to pick up the pieces. But there is another way to handle betrayal. An ancient philosophy that helps you stay strong, resilient, and focused on what truly matters. It's called Stoicism. The Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus taught that we can't control what happens to us in life, but we can control how we respond. They realized that so much suffering comes from our expectations, judgments, and inability to let go. When it comes to betrayal, Stoicism offers profound wisdom. It shows us how to protect our inner peace, retain our virtues, and use the experience as fuel for growth. The path isn't easy, but it leads to freedom. In this video, we'll dive deep into how a Stoic handles the agony of betrayal, whether from a friend, family member, romantic partner, or colleague. You'll learn timeless principles like not taking betrayal personally, as it stems from the betrayer's flaws and delusions, not your own worth. The Stoic response focuses on your actions, not someone else's. Mastering your emotions through self-awareness, acceptance, and mindfulness, so you don't get enslaved by resentment. Cultivating resilience through your virtues and values. A betrayer cannot taint or take away your good character, the liberation that comes from truly forgiving those who betrayed you, and using the experience as a catalyst for growth. Plus, we'll explore Stoic advice on forgiveness, self-reliance, and choosing positive relationships going forward. Wisdom that can potentially change your life. This video isn't just knowledge, it's an invitation to self-reflect and transform. To engage with these profound teachings and share your own perspectives in the comments, because betrayal touches all of us at some point. It is one of life's harshest tests. How you respond can make you bitter and broken or lead you to greater wisdom and strength. The ancient Stoics faced betrayals and not only endured but found a way to thrive in the face of them. In this video, you'll learn how you can do the same. So stay with us until the end, as we uncover the strategies that allowed the Stoic philosophers to handle the deepest wounds with grace and fortitude. Remember, true change starts from within. Let's begin the journey together by hitting that subscribe button and opening our minds to the transformative power of Stoic philosophy. Redefining betrayal from a Stoic lens. Betrayal really stings. When someone you care about lies, cheats, or stabs you in the back, it's like a harsh slap to the face. You feel angry, hurt, and may even want revenge. It's normal to take betrayal super personally. But the ancient Stoic philosophers would tell you to pause and look at betrayal from a different angle. To them, betrayal wasn't a reflection on you or something you deserved. They saw it as just part of life that some people, due to their own issues and delusions, will inevitably do hurtful things. Marcus Aurelius said, "To hope a bad person won't harm others is like hoping thorns won't prick." The Stoics understood some people were just prone to bad behavior based on their flawed natures, not because you did anything wrong. It's kind of like how you don't take it personally when a baby cries nonstop. The baby's just acting that way because they can't control or understand their feelings yet. A betrayer is similarly acting out of their own personal brokenness, not as an attack on you specifically. The Stoics would say betrayal comes from the betrayer's delusions about what matters in life. Maybe they're obsessed with money, status, or shallow pleasures over things like integrity. Maybe deep down they're insecure, afraid, or unable to truly care about others. Whatever the reason, their betrayal stems from their own junk, not as a statement about your worth. Seneca put it this way, "A doctor isn't angry at an insane person's rudeness." From a Stoic lens, you wouldn't take a mentally ill person's hurtful words personally, since they're simply acting out their sickness. A betrayal is similarly more about the betrayer's inability to be virtuous. The Stoics weren't excusing betrayal as okay. They knew it causes real pain. They just didn't believe you should take it as a personal indictment of your character. The issue lies with the betrayer's flaws and delusions, not you. Epictetus advised, If someone badmouths you, don't make excuses, just say they don't know all my other faults. The Stoics would argue your growth and self-worth exist regardless of what a betrayer thinks about you. Their betrayal simply reveals their own lack of virtue. Rather than anger or obsessing over vengeance, the Stoics encouraged a sense of pitying acceptance toward betrayers. These people are the ones really struggling, caught in self-destructive patterns that block true peace and healthy bonds. You can have empathy for their brokenness while not taking on their issues as your own. At the end of the day, no betrayal can stain your virtues or core worth, as long as you respond with integrity. As Marcus Aurelius put it, the virtuous person perseveres with purpose, composure, and commitment to what matters, not getting battered by every outside event. Betrayal may shake your trust, but it can't truly diminish you unless you abandon your own values and retaliate with rage or ugliness too. The Stoics realized hurt inevitably comes, but you always have the high road to take the high road to rise above it. The Stoics' emotional armor against betrayal. When betrayal strikes, it's like getting hit by a devastating emotional tornado. Feelings of anger, sadness, hurt, and even vengeance can spin wildly out of control, threatening to rip you apart from the inside out. In these moments, the Stoic philosophers offer strategies to stay resilient and weather the storm without getting swept away. The first key is acceptance, accepting that while you cannot control others' hurtful actions, you can control your own reaction to them. As Epictetus taught, some things are within our power, while others are not. A betrayal itself is outside your control, but how you respond is 100% up to you. Rather than fighting the reality that a loved one betrayed you, the Stoic path is to take a deep breath and simply accept that it happened. Not in a defeated way, but with a calm awareness that the only thing you can truly control now is how you choose to move forward. Railing against it or demanding things were different only prolongs your suffering. The more you fight against what is, the more inner turmoil you create. True strength lies in letting go of what you cannot change and focusing your energy inward. This leads to the next pillar of the Stoics' emotional armor, mastering your emotions through mindfulness and self-awareness. When a betrayal hits, the natural response is to be engulfed by anger, resentment, or wallowing in self-pity. But as Seneca reminded, there is nothing so ruinous as to indulge a troubled mind. The Stoics didn't preach suppressing or bottling up emotions, as that simply traps them inside to fester. The healthier approach is to observe them with curiosity and non-judgment. When you feel rage starting to swell, notice it arising with calm detachment, almost like you're witnessing storm clouds gathering from a distance. Stay present in the eye of the emotional hurricane swirling around you. Don't feed it by mentally dwelling on the betrayal, lashing out, or sinking into despair. Simply let the feelings be there without attachment or judgment. Over time, just like storm clouds passing, the intensity dissipates on its own. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Accept the things to which fate binds you and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart." A key part of this Stoic practice is redirecting your energy not on the betrayal, but on reclaiming your locus of control. While you can't undo the past, you can pour your effort into double-down commitment to your own virtues of integrity, self-discipline, and resilience. No betrayer can take those things away unless you relinquish your grasp on them. The Stoics knew betrayal cannot hurt you itself, only your unvirtuous reaction to it. When met with lies or treachery, the Stoic finds strength in their unshakable values and character. Like a solid oak weathering a fierce storm, betrayals may briefly make you sway, but your roots remain grounded in your goodness as long as you reinforce them. In this way, the Stoic philosophers don't just preach mindfulness as a tool to witness emotion. Their ultimate aim was cultivating an inner citadel that remains unbreached, no matter what the outside world inflicts. Your ethical principles, reason, and fortitude form a guardhouse that betrayal cannot penetrate and poison. As long as you remain vigilant over this inner territory. When stung by betrayal, the Stoic doesn't seek vengeance or descend into bitterness. They have the armor of self-awareness, radical acceptance, and steadfast virtue to protect their innermost sanctum. And from that still center of peace, They become not a victim always chasing resolution, but the eye watching the external storm spin wildly while remaining utterly calm themselves. Forgiveness, the Stoics' path to liberation. When someone betrays you, it's only natural to burn with anger, resentment, and desires for revenge. You may obsess over how they wronged you, reliving the hurt over and over. Forgiveness is likely the last thing on your mind. But for the Stoic philosophers, the act of forgiveness represented a pathway to true liberation and inner peace. It's not about allowing bad behavior or re-exposing yourself to toxic people and more mistreatment. Forgiveness, from a Stoic lens, is an enlightened act of self-care. Seneca taught, "Wherever there is a human being, there is an opportunity for kindness." The Stoics recognize that all humans are flawed, irrational beings at times. Holding on to anger, hatred, and resentment only breeds more negativity within yourself. It creates a heavy psychic weight that you're forced to constantly carry. Forgiveness is the act of setting down that burden, not for the betrayer's benefit, but for your own. It's like releasing the grip of a hot coal that you've been holding onto out of rage, not realizing that the coal is searing only your own hand. Think of forgiveness like healing a wound. If you keep picking at a cut, it will fester and have trouble mending. But if you clean it, treat it, and allow it to seal over, the wound can heal properly. Forgiveness is that intentional cleansing that allows the emotional wound of betrayal to finally close. The Stoics aren't asking you to instantly forgive anyone who mistreats you. That's not humanly possible when the hurt is still so fresh and raw. They're recommending forgiveness as a deliberate process you engage in for your own emotional freedom. As Marcus Aurelius put it bluntly, the best revenge is not to be like that. When you hang on to anger, you cede your inner peace and allow the betrayer to spiritually conquer you. But through forgiveness, you reclaim your sovereignty over your mind. The betrayer no longer holds power over your state. Of course, forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean offering trust again or even reconciliation with the person who wronged you. Sometimes forgiveness means removing that person from your life altogether. The act is really about adopting a mindset of empathy, awareness of human imperfection, and consciously releasing resentment. The alternative is to stay metaphorically shackled to the betrayal through endless anger and obsession over it. As Epictetus warned, whenever you get angry, affront, or take a dislike to someone, remember that they were very likely carried away into that behavior by one of the causes I just mentioned, out of ignorance for what is really good and evil. From the Stoic view, those who betray you are imprisoned by their own delusions about morality, ethics, and priorities. You only compound your own imprisonment and suffering by holding on to rage towards them. True freedom lies in empathizing with their brokenness, taking the higher road, and forgiving them, not to absolve their actions, but to liberate yourself. While it may take time, forgiveness gradually allows you to let go and reclaim your inner tranquility. Your past wounds don't simply disappear, but you're no longer chained to carrying them everywhere. As Epictetus advised, you must seek freedom and tranquility and happiness and not things external and depending on the caprices of others, but within yourself and your own thoughts. Forgiveness represents one of the most powerful paths towards that freedom and contentment. It's not always easy or immediate, but the Stoic philosophers realize that clinging to hatred, anger, and obsession only continues to hurt one person, yourself. Forgiveness is the key to unlocking your own lasting peace. The courage to start anew. Getting betrayed feels like your whole world is crashing down around you. The hurt, anger, and loss of trust can make you want to curl up in a ball and never let anyone get close again. It rocks you to your core and shatters the reality you had built. In these moments of devastation after a betrayal, the ancient Stoic philosophers would remind you that, as awful as it feels, you have an opportunity. If you can find the bravery, this hitting rock bottom moment allows you to start fresh and rebuild an entirely new life for yourself from the ground up. On the surface, betrayal seems like the brutal death of everything you invested so much love and faith into. It can feel like an ending, a point of no return. But the Stoics would encourage you to flip your mindset and see it as a potential for rebirth, a wake-up call that gives you the rare chance to fundamentally transform yourself and your circumstances. Seneca put it this way: fire is the test for gold, and adversity is the test for strong people. Betrayal represents one of life's most scorching adversities. Some people will get burned so badly that they become hardened, bitter, and break from the pain. But others can be like a phoenix, using the flames of their suffering as fuel to forge an upgraded, stronger version of themselves. Having the courage to start anew means not letting the agony of broken trust make you a permanently hardened, closed-off person. It means daring to pick yourself up from the ashes with resilience, vowing to stay open and vulnerable to new connections in the future, but this time armed with the hard-won wisdom to erect better boundaries. You don't have to descend into permanent paranoia or cynicism to protect yourself from future hurts. Doing that is allowing the betrayal to contaminate and rot you on the inside over time. The Stoics knew that response only leads to more suffering. As Marcus Aurelius said, "The universe is change and our life is what our thoughts make it." In the aftermath of betrayal, you get a rare chance to deliberately change your thoughts and essentially rewrite the script for your life going forward. What an incredible gift. The opportunity to totally redefine who you are and what you want on a fundamental level. From a Stoic perspective, using this monumental life disruption as a catalyst to cultivate more self-reliance, boundaries, and discernment around relationships isn't just coping with adversity. It's an actual blessing in disguise that shakes you out of inertia and forces you to level up as a human being in ways you never would have otherwise. Epictetus reminded that it's not what happens to you, but how you react that matters. When betrayed, you can respond by becoming a bitter, closed-off person who goes through life always assuming the worst about people's motives. Or you can respond by using this painful experience as a wake-up call to get radically more intentional about your relationships, the company you keep, and the personal philosophies you embody going forward. There's no sugarcoating it. Actively choosing the path of courage is arduous in the wake of betrayal. It means doing the emotionally strenuous inner work of excavating your blind spots, insecurities, trauma patterns, and areas of naivety that helped set the stage for you to get betrayed in the first place. It requires strengthening your commitment to virtues like temperance, justice, wisdom, and healthy boundaries. But that difficult road of self-inquiry and character fortification is also what molds you into someone of outstanding substance and authenticity. Much like recovering from a physical injury by setting broken bones and enduring rehabilitation, doing that hard work leaves you stronger and more resilient in areas you were previously weak and susceptible to injury. Truly starting anew means daring to use the wake-up call of betrayal as rocket fuel for immense personal growth, self-improvement, and deliberately cultivating more self-reliance. It's about making the courageous decision that the person you were before can no longer cut it, and you need to rise up and become someone with more grounded, discerning character strength. It takes an immense reserve of bravery to dust yourself off and open yourself up to vulnerability again after being so violently violated by a betrayal. The easy road is to throw up thicker emotional walls, close yourself off, and descend into permanent cynicism about people's motivations and the possibility of healthy intimacy. But as Marcus Aurelius reminds, the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Your betrayal becomes the literal path that allows you to metamorphosize into a fuller, more grounded, awake, and sturdy version of yourself. What once was an earth-shattering obstacle gets alchemized into fuel for your transformation and rebirth. Starting anew after a betrayal demands draining your life of toxic relationship patterns, inauthentic dynamics, and negative influences that were subtly contaminating your reality all along. With courage, you get to critically examine your social circles, setting higher standards and only allowing those who demonstrate true integrity and have your best interests at heart back into your intimate spaces. You get to redefine the very meaning of trust and boundaries within your life philosophy, reconstructing your inner belief systems and ultimately rewriting the entire narrative about who you are and how you move through the world from a more fiercely self-empowered, boundaried, and awake stance. The betrayal doesn't simply go away, the hurt and anger remain, and that's valid. But over time, with practice, it becomes the catalyst that allowed you to shed your old identity and dysfunctional relationship patterns that were limiting you all along. It's the rite of passage that gives you the bravery to finally show up as the person you were always meant to be, but never gave yourself permission before. Reborn from the flames of suffering, you cultivate the courage and resilience to lead with authenticity and audaciously self-validate. In the wake of betrayal, the Stoics offer a roadmap for alchemizing your pain into wisdom and rock-solid self-possession, for creating a beautiful life that truly honors your worth. Stoic wisdom in choosing company. The people you surround yourself with have a huge impact on your life. They influence your mindset, values, habits, and overall well-being in ways you may not even realize. That's why the ancient Stoic philosophers strongly emphasized the importance of being very selective about the company you keep. As the famous saying goes, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. The Stoics took this idea of being shaped by your peers extremely seriously. They viewed choosing positive, uplifting companions as absolutely vital for cultivating wisdom and virtue. Epictetus literally warned, "Keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best." For the Stoics, a huge part of living a fulfilling, ethical life came down to consistently pruning your inner circle of toxic influences and immoral people. Imagine you're a young sapling tree trying your best to grow upwards towards the sun. If the company you keep includes twisted, gnarled trees looming over and shading you out, how can you possibly thrive? Their presence will stunt your development and warp your natural growth patterns. On the other hand, if you're surrounded by healthy, sturdy oak trees, who provide you with the right examples of standing tall, your own growth will be dramatically accelerated. Bad company is like a deep rot that will inevitably spread to you over time. But good company is like fertile soil and just the right mix of sunlight and space to become your very best self. The Stoics placed immense value on the ability to self-reflect, exhibit self-control, and continually work on mastering virtues like wisdom, courage, justice, and moderation. But they knew these qualities cannot be cultivated in a vacuum. Our environments and peers play a critical role. Have you ever noticed that when you get together with a certain friend or family member, you start subconsciously reflecting their low vibes or toxic tendencies? You may temporarily abandon your healthier habits, start gossiping, or indulging in negativity. It's like their energy has an invisible gravitational pull. That's the contagious effect of surrounding yourself with low-caliber company. Much like cigarette smoke, their vices start seeping into your current reality unchecked. As Marcus Aurelius warned, "No one can embrace a fire and not be scorched." The Stoics knew this to be true and urged incredible discernment around who you let into your sphere of influence. Ask yourself, are they exhibiting qualities I admire or want for myself? Do they make it easier or harder for me to act with integrity? Do they inspire me or bring me down? Seneca offered vital wisdom. Associate with people who are able to help you, not people who you are able to help. In other words, be considerate of the peer influences in your life. Surround yourself with those who will elevate you, rather than enablers you have to constantly be uplifting yourself. Just think about how much easier it is to stick with a diet or exercise regimen when your closest friends and family are on a similar health-conscious kick. Their behaviors provide that resonant wind beneath your wings. But trying to lose weight while being surrounded by junk food pushers makes the task monumentally tougher. Our willpower and self-discipline are constantly being tested. The Stoics knew moral excellence didn't just happen by chance. It occurred through immense effort and being intentional about the environmental forces around us, including who we choose as peers. As Epictetus reminded, if you want to improve, surround yourself only with people who want to improve themselves. The opposite path leads to ruin. Avoid people who denigrate life, who do not live with integrity. They are simply destructive to themselves and to society as a whole. From a Stoic perspective, the people in our lives are either contributing to our self-mastery and positive growth, or gradually stripping away our ethics and grounding us in base instincts of impulsiveness, greed, or hostility. There is no neutral company. So how exactly can you apply this hard-earned Stoic wisdom about peer selection in your own life? Start by doing an honest inventory of your current closest friends and regular social circles. Which of those people are truly a positive force, and which are allowing you to slip into vices or unbecoming patterns? Become hyper-aware of how various people impact your state of mind, behaviors, and overall quality of existence when you're around them. Do they bring out the best in you or the worst? Do they inspire you with their character and ways of being, or you leave discouraged and drained? For any net negative influences in your circles, the Stoics would advise limiting and potentially removing them from your life. Harsh as that may sound, they viewed eliminating toxic company as vital self-defense and self-care to protect your precious character growth. At the very least, consciously restrict how much of your precious life force you are spending in the sphere of people who do not represent the ideal virtues and habits you wish to embody. Be extremely judicious with your time and discerning of peer influences. Instead, the Stoic sages advocated putting great effort into cultivating proximity with moral, philosophical people who exhibit the upstanding traits you admire. Forge relationships with the role models in your life who can help initiate you into wiser, more ethical patterns. Build a community and tribe around you that makes living with virtue feels not just logically sound, but like the energetic path of least resistance. When your company reflects the very living embodiment of what you want for yourself, it becomes infinitely easier to follow suit. Imagine if your closest friends were all committed meditators, avid learners, physically active, and passionate about giving back. How could you not naturally rise up to match that caliber of behavior? We are profoundly influenced by who we allow to set the social soil around us. As Marcus Aurelius put it with colossal wisdom, the key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best. Who are the people in your life who have demonstrated the ability to bring forth your integrity, willpower, optimism, sense of justice, and wonderment for the world? Attract those people like a magnet. The beauty of the Stoics' teachings on choosing company is that it's empowering advice, not a doctrinal demand. They're not telling you to run off and live as a hermit. They are simply encouraging the highest levels of discernment about who you allow to pour into your subconscious mind and spirit through proximity. The Stoics also had immense respect for personal responsibility, the idea that while we can carefully curate external influences, we alone are accountable for rising above negative forces and exemplifying virtue. Our morality is finally an inside job. As Epictetus said, there is only one way to tranquility of mind and happiness. Let this rule be at hand morning and night, not to think or desire anything except what is within the bounds of choice. But by being intentional about the type of company you cultivate, you can dramatically improve the ecological conditions that allow your highest self to flourish. Like planting the right seeds in optimally fertile soil, you are far more primed to blossom into your fullest expression of integrity and excellence. So as you reflect on the Stoic wisdom about being selective with company, remember, you become the books you read, the media you absorb, and the people who populate the environment you spend most of your time in. Be fiercely discriminating about what and who you're allowing into the periphery of your being. Surround yourself with moral people, thinkers, the disciplined, and those authentically committed to virtue, and you'll lift up with ease. Fill your cup with toxic, unethical people and negative influences, and you'll have to fight an uphill battle to stay on your highest path. As always with Stoicism, the choice comes back to you. But now you have the wisdom of history's greatest philosophical grounded to guide you towards health and excellence, simply by being wise about who you allow to set the standards and social temperature around you. Follow their advice and you'll create a fertile environment for the fullest flowering of your potentially highest self. When a loved one betrays, being betrayed by a stranger or acquaintance is tough enough. But when the person who betrays you is someone incredibly close, a romantic partner, family member, or best friend, it hurts on an entirely different level. The sting cuts unbelievably deep. You placed supreme trust and vulnerability in this person's hands. You opened the core of your heart to them, and they completely violated that bond of love and intimacy. It can shatter your whole world and make you question everything you thought you knew. When a loved one betrays you, waves of intense emotions like rage, sadness, disbelief, and feelings of foolishness tend to utterly overwhelm you all at once. Your most foundational senses of safety and stability have been rocked to the core. You may lash out, go numb, or have a hard time just wrapping your mind around how this could possibly happen. In these agonizing moments, the wisdom of ancient Stoic philosophy can be a powerful anchor amidst the raging storm of pain and chaos. The Stoics wouldn't dismiss the very valid hurt. Betrayal by a loved one represents one of life's most devastating possible adversities. But their teachings show a path for transcending victimhood and transforming that betrayal into personal growth. It starts with accepting the reality that betrayal hurts immensely, but refusing to let that hurt define your entire inner reality and existence. As Epictetus said, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. A loved one's betrayal is a life-shattering event that happens to you, but you still get to decide how much you allow it to take over and corrode your emotional universe from within. The Stoics aren't encouraging suppression of feelings here. That's incredibly unhealthy, especially with such a deep wound. You have to feel the feelings as they arise without judgment. Cry, rage, grieve as needed to process the avalanche of emotion churning inside you. As Marcus Aurelius put it, the universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it. When a loved one betrays you, the life and future you had psychologically invested in has been blown to pieces. Radical acceptance means looking at the smoking rubble of what your life has become, not denying the devastation, but choosing to thoughtfully build something new from the wreckage. It's precisely because the betrayal came from someone you held so dear that makes it so emotionally cataclysmic. That's why the Stoics would counsel allowing yourself to feel the full depth of that anguish as part of the healing process. You don't resist the tidal waves of it, but you don't get subsumed by them either. Much like one video depicts, you stand calmly on the shore, getting drenched over and over again by the monstrous waves of hurt. But you simply let them wash over you, feeling each one with intense presence, until slowly, the storm subsides and calmer waters return. From this place of radical acceptance, it happened, it's horrific, I honor that. You can then apply the next Stoic strategy, using the betrayal as a launching pad for reassessing your circle of trust and rebuilding healthier bonds with more securely virtuous people going forward. Seneca advised, associate with people who are able to help you, not people you are able to help. The Stoics knew that our communities and peers hugely influence our behaviors, mindsets, and adherence to wisdom and ethics. When a loved one shows themselves to be untrustworthy or lacking in strong principles, rebuilding your life without them becomes the wise move. Start examining what blind spots or judgments you had that led to enmeshing your life with theirs so tightly despite mismatches in character. This isn't a self-lashing exercise, but an investigative one to cultivate better discernment and boundaries with new relationships. The Stoics would also remind you that the person who betrayed you was clearly struggling with their own deep flaws, delusions, and lack of virtue to act so destructively towards you. As Epictetus said, whenever you get angry, affront, or take a dislike to someone, remember that they were very likely carried away into that behavior by one of the causes I just mentioned, out of ignorance for what is really good and evil. While you cannot condone or tolerate the other person's betrayal, cultivating some empathetic perspective on their issues and shortcomings can help prevent you from getting swallowed by bitterness or resentment towards them. The more you avoid thoughts of vengeance or ill will, the more serene resilience you'll experience. Forgiveness may feel utterly impossible in the aftermath of a loved one's betrayal, but the Stoics would gently encourage working towards it. Not for the betrayer, but for your own sake in disentangling from the toxicity. As Marcus Aurelius reminded, the best revenge is not to be like that. By steadfastly upholding your ethics, integrity, and tranquility, even when massively wronged, you prevent the betrayer from corrupting or continuing to occupy your inner mental, emotional space. The other person may have shattered foundational parts of your reality, but by striving to act with the poise and virtue exemplified by Stoic sages like Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius, you construct a new, unshakable inner foundation to stand on amidst the carnage. Your higher character and reinvented reality become the phoenix rising from the ashes, for betrayal by a loved one cuts so deep precisely because of the depth of intimacy that once existed. But the Stoics explain how you can turn that very intimacy into a transformational wake-up call for cleaning house and recommitting to only nurturing your closest connections with supremely high-caliber people of integrity going forward. The anger, hurt, and chaos you're experiencing makes perfect sense. Feel those emotions as they arise, process them, and even allow them to spur productive change. But then you must consciously choose to not let them endlessly corrode you. Instead, let the betrayal shock to your system provoke constructive self-interrogation, examining blind spots, and fortifying your ethical framework for building relationships. Betrayal by a loved one is undoubtedly one of life's most vicious gut punches, but the Stoics offer strategies to keep that searing pain from shattering your spirit for good, and instead use it to forge yourself into a wiser, stronger, more discerning version of you, fit for healthy bonds with virtuous individuals going forward. The wound never erases, but it prompts you to rebuild and enshrine resiliency, self-reliance, and carefully curated intimacy at the core of your character. Allow the betrayal to strip away toxic people and influences in your life, cauterizing the rot so you emerge as the centered, ethical individual you were always meant to be. From this Stoic-aligned stance, you reclaim your power by refusing to get bitter, by constructing an uplifting new reality and social circle for yourself. One predicated not on naivety, but on the utmost pruning and tending of your closest connections to only include people playing an ennobling role. What once felt like a death blow opens the gateway for radical rebirth and setting higher standards for your closest relationships. With Stoicism as your framework, you can embody grace, poise, and reinvigorated character growth no matter how viciously a loved one may have betrayed your trust. The pain remains raw and valid, but it gradually transcends into fuel for your wisdom, insight, and self-determination to surround yourself with people who authentically mirror the integrity you want, reflected back to you each and every day for the rest of your life. Conclusion. When someone betrays your trust, it rocks you to your core. The pain, anger, and emotional turmoil can feel utterly overwhelming, making you wonder if you'll ever be able to recover and move forward. Whether it was a romantic partner's infidelity, a friend's deception, a family member's selfish backstabbing, or a colleague's sabotage, betrayal cuts deep. It violates the sacred bond of loyalty and intimacy you thought you had with that person. In these soul-crushing moments, it's natural to slip into dark mindsets, questioning if any relationships are truly worth it. The resentment and desire for vengeance can consume you. You may even start down self-destructive paths of lashing out, abusing substances, or shutting yourself off from ever opening up again. But amidst the swirling chaos and anguish, the timeless wisdom of Stoic philosophy gently calls out like a lifeboat in stormy seas. The Stoic thinkers don't invalidate the very real wounds of betrayal. They know how excruciatingly painful it can feel. Their teachings simply show you a way to endure the hurt without letting it break you. At the core, Stoicism equips you with mindset strategies and practical advice for retaining your integrity, regaining inner peace, and using the betrayal as a launchpad for profound personal growth. The path isn't easy, but it prevents you from getting hopelessly mired in anger or turned into an endless grudge holder. The Stoics start by reframing how you view the betrayal itself. Rather than an attack on your self-worth, they describe it as simply reflecting the betrayer's own brokenness and lack of virtue. The issue lies in the other person's inability to act with integrity, not as a statement about you. Seneca put it this way: a doctor isn't angry at an insane person's rudeness. From this lens, a betrayal stems from the other party acting out their own delusions and emotional damage, not from a place of coherent rationality. You wouldn't take it personally if a mentally disturbed stranger started screaming insults, and the Stoics say to view betrayal through a similar, detached perspective. This mindset shift prevents you from obsessively internalizing the betrayal as a reflection on your self-worth. It's not about you. It's about the betrayer being unable to uphold virtues like integrity and loyalty due to their own issues. As Marcus Aurelius said, "The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it." By adjusting your thoughts around the betrayal's true nature, you deprive it of gnawing away at your emotional core. As Epictetus taught, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. A betrayal occurs to you, but you get to decide how much you let it throw you permanently off course and steal your inner peace. Radical acceptance means allowing yourself to feel the avalanche of emotions like rage or sadness as they arise without judgment. But you don't fuel or marinate endlessly in those states. The Stoics encourage seeing each outburst of emotion as a temporary storm that will pass if you remain anchored to your virtues. With acceptance comes the opportunity for profound personal growth. The Stoics highlight how you can use the betrayal experience as a launch point for fortifying your boundaries, cultivating healthier relationships, and realigning your life around your highest virtuous values. In many ways, getting betrayed by someone close can serve as a powerful wake-up call. It reveals blind spots in who you've allowed into your intimate circle and shakes the foundation you'd built your reality upon. As painful as that may be, it creates space for you to rebuild from a sturdier, more intentional footing. The Stoics advocated careful pruning of negative influences and toxic people from your life, and doubling down on nurturing connections with those who inspire and challenge you to live with integrity. As Epictetus said, keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best. A close betrayal gives you the impetus to do that social spring cleaning, to carefully inspect your inner circle and cut out anyone who fundamentally clashes with the ethical principles you want to uphold, and to be hypervigilant going forward about only allowing people into your intimate realms who exhibit the virtuous qualities you respect and want reflected back to you. From this Stoic lens, the pain of betrayal can become rocket fuel for your personal evolution as a human being. It strips away what was unstable and inauthentic in your life, clearing space to rebuild from an unshakable foundation of self-respect, resilience, and wisdom about healthy relating. As Seneca said, every night, reflect on what you accomplished that day and consider whether your actions were virtuous, ethical, and honorable. The process isn't easy. In the aftermath of betrayal, anger, grief, and bitterness can persist for a while. The Stoics would encourage you to ride those emotional storms out with as much grace and self-control as possible. Don't fuel the flames of rage by obsessing over vengeance or lashing out reactively. Stay radically present to those feelings arising, but watch them dissipate without acting on them. The Stoic path harnesses the conscious practice of emotional self-mastery, of responding to even the most violating circumstances with poise, dignity, and an eye towards personal growth. If anything, betrayal gives you an intense training ground to deeply embody those incredible leadership skills over your mind and psyche. And over time, the Stoics advocated working towards a mindset of forgiveness, not for the betrayer, but as the ultimate act of self-liberation. By letting go of resentment and ill will, you unclasp the shackles that were binding you emotionally to the other party. Forgiveness represents you taking back full ownership of your mental and spiritual sovereignty. The situation stripped away comforting illusions you may have clung to about the world, people, or your discernment. But the Stoic response is to harness that extremely challenging growth experience and use it as inspiration for remaking your character from a much more stable, ethical, and authentic foundation. The betrayal was undoubtedly traumatic and hurtful, but it forced you to excavate and audit the skewed or unexamined assumptions you'd been operating under, to update your standards for who you grant access to your inner realms, and to ultimately resurrect yourself from the ashes with newfound commitment to unwavering personal integrity no matter what emotional typhoons may come. From that stance, the Stoics viewed betrayal not as a crushing defeat, but as an intense acceleration catalyst towards personal excellence and rock-solid self-actualization as a supremely resilient human being. When all was said and done, the betrayal tested their foundational character and initiated them into a higher caliber of dignity, righteous conduct, and grounded inner peace that cannot be shaken. In many ways, this wisdom tradition viewed betrayal as an intense training ground for alchemizing your lead into gold as a person. Any relationship contaminants and toxic dynamics were burned away, with only the precious essence of your character remaining intact and strengthened. So ultimately, while feelings of anger, grief, vengeance, and confusion are totally valid in the immediate wake of betrayal, the Stoics showed how to endure those storms with resilience and channel the experience into catalyzing profound personal evolution. The path isn't easy, it's arduous and often messy. Layers of denial, egoic attachments, and stagnant mindsets around relationships must be shed. But what remains is a battle-tested, reinvented version of yourself, steeped in integrity, self-respect, and wisdom, about aligning your life with people of true substance and uplifting moral character. Stripped of illusions, but fortified with the actionable strategies of acceptance, detachment, forgiveness, and character refinement. The Stoics demonstrated how the darkest betrayals could alchemize you into one of history's most grounded, self-possessed, resilient, and admirable human beings. The wound remains painfully real, but transmuted by the fires of Stoic wisdom and practices, it becomes an inextinguishable torch that illuminates your path towards inner freedom, emotional sovereignty, and living as a powerful example of enlightened excellence no matter what life brings next.